came home from a hard day's work and I turned on my TV. And after watching my favorite program, what did I see? I saw an infomercial for a kitchen gadget, a truly amazing machine. But to buy it at all, I had to call the number on my screen. I was right down there at the bottom, big as life, italicized and bold. But if you're like me, you cannot see, they left out in the cold. They had a TTY number for the deaf to call, and that's why I'm feeling so mean. Cause I just can't buy that kitchen gadget without the number on my screen. Well, that TV pitch man, he went on and on about this miracle device. How it could core and peel and julienne and immense and shred and dice. And he says, and not to worry, if you don't want to order by phone, not a problem. Just enclose $19.95 and send to the address shown. We'll ship it to you right away for rush delivery at a buck. But if you can't see that address, Jack, then you're just plain out of luck. You'll be amazed at everything that it can do once it's set up in your home. But that opportunity is lost on me because I can't see the address shown. Well, at this point, between the number on my screen and that lousy address shown, what the hell, I just call a cab, go to the mall, pick it up and take it home. But how do I fit this errand into my ever-growing list of chores? You say, why? Not to worry. Not a problem. Not sold in stores. Did I say something funny? I mean, did I just make a joke? Well, I'm darn near apoplectic here, about to have a stroke. All I want to do is order this kitchen appliance. You keep slamming all the doors. What with the number on my screen, the address shown, not sold in stores. Eat your heart out, Earl Guthrie. You too, Steve Goodman. And you too, John Prine. Well, I guess I'm not going to get that kitchen gadget. I guess it just wasn't meant to be. But tomorrow morning when I rise, I'm going to call on the FCC. Oh, y'all thinking that's a fool's errand? Oh, no, pal, let me give you this one little fact. We've now got the 21st Century Communications and Video Description Act. Yeah, I got a cause of action now, brother. I do believe I have got a case. So when he talks about the number on my screen, I'm going to get up in his face and say, hey, pal, get with the program. No, not a program on TV. I mean the law that says your ad must be accessible to those of us who cannot see. Now, this song does not end well. There are two reasons for that. First of all, I styled it as a blues song, and even in a world where Casey Anthony is acquitted, the blues have absolutely nothing to do with happy endings or, as we say in the government, positive outcomes. The other reason is that even after having written four pretty good verses, I had some funny lines I hadn't yet used. So here's the fifth verse. Remember that old adage that says, be careful for what it is you wish. Well, I finally ordered that kitchen appliance and whipped up my favorite veggie dish. But the thing julienned my fingers, and now I can't read Braille. And if you want to learn more about that, just go to Twitter, do a search, use hashtag fail. I'm gonna pack that sucker up, I'm gonna send it back. Can't read my Braille book or play guitar, my whole world's turning black. I'd have to give the inventor the finger. But it's ground up in the machine, the one that's sleek and stylish and so easy to clean, available in avocado green.